And now it's time again to take your questions about the Affordable Care Act. We've been inviting your questions for some weeks about this law since the main parts of it take effect in just a few weeks.
NPR health policy correspondent Julie Rodner is with us once again. Hi, Julie.
Hey, Steve.
Glad you're back on the program. So here's our first question. It comes from Francis Sheridan of Anchorage, Alaska, who has a question about young people who opt to pay this tax penalty instead of just buy health insurance, which is an option. You can just pay a penalty. Let's listen.
My question to them is, when some of you, which will happen, are seriously injured or incur other health care costs, who's going to pay your bills?
Well, it's pretty much like now. If you don't have insurance, you'll still get billed. If you can't pay, the hospital will still try to collect from you, but eventually it may have to eat that cost. That's why hospitals were so anxious to have most people covered by insurance, so they would stop having to provide so much free care to people who just couldn't pay.
Okay, our next question comes from Andres Simon of Celebration, Florida. And here's the question. What if I buy insurance on the exchange as self-employed in Florida, and then a few months later I have to move to North Carolina or some other state, and what if the insurance I chose is not portable? It's not transferable to North Carolina. Julie, what happens then?
If you move, you can buy new insurance outside the open enrollment period. Basically, the exchanges are going to work a lot like the insurance most people have at work, where mostly you can only change plans during the open enrollment period, but there are exceptions. Obviously, moving is one exception. So is getting married or divorced or giving birth to or adopting a child or losing your job-based insurance. Any of those life events triggers a special 60-day enrollment period where you can change or buy health insurance on an exchange. Otherwise, though, you do have to wait until the next open enrollment period.
Well, I wonder if that has some bearing on this next letter that's come to our attention here. This time it's from Ann Heller of Santa Monica, California, who says she's confused about this law's requirement that insurance be available to people with pre-existing health conditions. She says, okay, I'm healthy now, and the insurance would cost me a lot, more than just paying the penalty for not having it. Can I just wait until I am sick and sign up for insurance then? That's the substance of her question.
That's right. And the answer is no. Otherwise, that's what everybody would do, since obviously the penalty for not having insurance is less than the cost of insurance itself, as we just talked about earlier, except in specific situations, like if you lose your job and your insurance, you can only enroll or change plans during these open enrollment seasons. Now, the first open season, since the system's just starting out, is a very long one. It begins October 1st. It runs through next March 31st.
Mm-hmm.
In future years, though, it's going to start in October and end in early December. So if you want to buy insurance on one of these exchanges, you're going to have to watch the calendar. And if you decide to take your chances and you do get sick, then you're going to have to wait to sign up until the next open enrollment season.
Or if you're just one of those people who procrastinates or gets really busy, you're going to have a problem if you get sick later on in the year.
That's correct.
Okay, let's go to one more question here. It comes from Steve Forey of Spring Creek, Nevada. He and his wife are both retired, but they are not yet old enough for Medicare, which is really common.
We still have health care coverage through our previous employers, but since we're not currently employed by them, can we take advantage of the state health exchanges after January 1st? To shop for better rates and coverages.
Can they?
Well, the answer to this question actually turned out to be a little bit tricky. Now, for those lucky enough to have health coverage provided by a former employer, yes, that does generally qualify as coverage for purposes of fulfilling the requirement that you have insurance. But then there's the question of whether it bars you from going to the exchange and shopping for a better deal. Generally, if you have employer coverage, you can't do that. But it turns out that retiree coverage is sort of a special category. So yes, you can drop your retiree coverage and go shop on the exchange. And if your income is low enough, you can be eligible for a subsidy, but only during the open seasons that we've been talking about. So you need to be ready to look come October 1st.
Julie, thanks very much.
Thanks very much.
That's NPR health policy correspondent Julie Rovner in our studios here. Now, Julie got far more questions than she can deal with in the time we have on the air. So she has answered some more of your questions at our website. You can look for yours at npr.org or learn from the ones that are there. And if you have a question for a future segment, you can send it to Morning Edition at npr.org.